You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Repairs with the excellent track Map Territory. We have got Repairs in the studio this morning. Kia ora team, how are you all today?
Morning.
Kia ora.
Good, good. Good to have you in here because you have got a fantastic music video for that track out. We've got Martin, Nicola and James in the studio. Tell us a wee bit about making the video first of all, and then I want to talk a wee bit about this album I know you've got on the boil at the moment.
Cool, who wants to go?
Ooh,
yeah. Marty.
Go on, Marty.
Cool. So we shot the video with Kat Waswo, who has done two of our other videos and is just absolutely incredible person to work with. Really kind of gets the music, but always comes with great ideas. And so we filmed it all in one day, right?
Yeah.
We sauntered around Mount Eden and various parts of Auckland and had a bit of fun and made sure to clean up after ourselves because we dropped a fair bit of flowers. And yeah, the concept of the video as well, so independently of each other, like Nick had done the single artwork which had yellow flowers in the background, and then Kat had a dream about yellow flowers and like Ooh. A kind of flower goddess spectre figure for the music video, so that worked out really well.
I think she also was quite a fan of Yellow Jackets too.
She'd never seen Yellow Jackets before.
She'd seen the shorts or something.
We sent that the intro as a reference of like, I like VHS stuff.
That is such a good reference point because that intro to Yellow Jackets is fantastic. The good theme, good colour themes, good kind of dystopia themes going on as well. Some slightly kind of unnerving vibe. Yeah, totally coming through there. Nice reference point for it. I think it's really interesting that you were both kind of envisaging yellow flowers in different contexts because obviously, you know, when you write a track, there are different things that are going on for you when you're thinking about what it is you're trying to express. What was going through your head when you were putting the lyrics for this one together as a team?
I'll take this one as well because Nicola doesn't like speaking. It's one of those ones that's a little... I struggle a little bit because it's quite open to interpretation. And yeah. I think it's sort of... There's definitely across the whole album that's coming up like very common themes that are very common across all of our songs, really. So there's a lot of kind of that personal side of imposter syndrome, anxiety, but also on a wider scale, on a grander kind of thing, there's also, it all ties together, you know. So I think with this one, it was definitely, so the name is inspired or taken from a William Gibson novel. And for me, when the parts that I wrote, it was definitely kind of about that sense of being unable to quite imagine a future anymore. A concept of futuristic,
yes.
You know, like where everything is kind of the same, but quite unfamiliar and quite unsettling and disorientating. And just on the verge.
It's an interesting thing to think about, eh? Because when you look at like a 1960s perspective of what the future like now looks like, they had so much more fun in their minds about what was going to be happening here. There was a lot of shiny, you know, Jetsons vibes happening, lots of nice spaceships, floating things. When we look at the future at the moment, it's a different kind of a picture that is going on. Nick, for you, what was kind of going through your head when you were thinking about this track and then also like kind of creating this visual world and working with, obviously, Kat on that idea? What was sort of in your mind in that space?
I think it was, very much Yellow Jackets, that kind of artistic thing of not clear, not sharp, that kind of
it's got a playfulness to it as well, which I think is really nice. Like as a music video, the unsettling kind of quality is also slightly undercut by this like joyful colors and these kind of bright psychedelic sort of feelings to the video as well. What was it like to film? Because it does actually look like quite a fun music video to make. You go on a little hikoi, get to go around a beautiful Maunga. What was the experience of actually shooting it like?
It was really fun, eh?
Yeah.
It was just a really lovely day of friends hanging out and getting to have a good time.
That's what you want, really, isn't it?
It felt like we were actually going on a picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like it's made to look like we're in a forest, but actually we're just on Mount Eden.
Yeah.
Just walking around the side of it.
Once upon a time would have been some forest up there too.
I think I don't even know if the scene made it in. There's a scene where the car drives away and there's flowers trailing behind, but that took a good like 4 or 5 takes of picking up all the petals and putting them back.
That was right at the end of the day, and I think we're like, we're a bit tired now.
We should have either done this at the top or maybe we give up on this idea.
All the kind of poor families who were kind of coming in just to enjoy the beautiful sunshine, we had to like stop and let them through and park up. And
oh god, it's a good way to, you know, suffer for your art. No, you really really want to make the thing is to have a small amount of public embarrassment of being like, sorry, don't look at what we're doing. Please,
some weirdos in the park throwing flowers around. What's
going on? And then picking them all up again and then redoing
Totally. Yep. What is the plan for this year? Because I know you've been working on an album and I'm really excited to hear it. What's that process been like?
Yeah, it's been a while actually. You know, just there's, I don't know if anyone heard, there's a pandemic and things kind of got a little bit haywire.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, we started trying fairly soon after the last album in 2020, but it was just kind of constant. Never had much momentum. We ended up booking in a weekend with Kiara Bernstein at The Vault.
Yes.
And just
RIP The Vault.
Yeah. spending 2 days tracking with her. And that kind of became the album. So since then, it's been working on that and kind of piecing things together. And I think initially our idea was to, you know, hire a bunch of equipment, go some batch somewhere and, you know, spend a week recording with Sophia and Gus and just kind of have a hang time. But life kind of gets in the, like, I quit my job and went to back to uni, and James and Sophia bought a house up in Kaiwaka, so yeah, we ended up doing it a little bit differently. So it's a bit more less kind of us in a band rehearsing, and more us piecing demos together, and then more production elements, I think, a little bit more weirdness.
It's exciting. It's exciting when you kind of sometimes have those constraints, and it forces you into a new like mode of making and a new kind of way of thinking about what it is you've been doing a little bit as well.
Yeah, and it's definitely definitely a different way of looking at it, but it's been quite a good process to sort of get that all done.
I think we've definitely had more freedom this time around to kind of go and record lyrical ideas especially.
Cool, yeah.
And kind of play with like what's going to fit, what sounds good, and then kind of go back and redo them when they're not quite working.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially compared to the first one. I mean, the first one I'd never recorded or mixed anything before, and wasn't very confident. None of us were very confident on vocals. And whereas this one, you could kind of see that several years of experience coming through,
yeah,
where we can actually go, we like this, we don't like this.
Yeah. You know. And that's quite a reassuring thing, I think, when you're trying a whole bunch of new processes anyway. You're like, well, we got this in the bag already. Yeah. We know a few tricks this time around. I'm excited to hear more from the record. I'm presuming there'll be some gigs on the horizon too when we get towards that territory. What's happening?
Eventually.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. TBC, watch this space. Yeah.
We're hoping to book a few shows. We're actually having our first practice in quite a while. Today, after this.
It's been a few months, so hopefully we can still remember all the songs.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, good luck with that this afternoon. Yeah. I hope you have a nice hoon on the new music, and looking forward to hearing from the record. In the meantime, people should go check out the music video for Map Territory, which has done very well in the 95 BFM Top 10, and it is still knocking about the playlist. But we're going to go back to 2020 now and play Pop Song. Thank you very much, Repairs, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
See you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.